Mr. Dr. Ralph Gonzales provides information on houses which are to be rebuilt and relocated. Dr. Gonzales also gave information on the assessments being carried out in this regard.
La Sofia Eruption 2021, River Crossing and Housing Infrastructure and Detail Assessment, 26th of July 2021. I have photographs in it where persons went with all the houses, those which need to be replaced and those which need to be relocated. And the total number of houses which they saw with different levels, 1, 2, 3 and 4, is 563. But this is not the total number, because what happened is this. There's a parallel study which we had to do for the Laha impact mapping, because this would not have taken into account those houses which, though nothing is wrong with them, we have to move them. And we have first phase, we have second phase, depending on the assessment as to how we proceed.
The Prime Minister said with regards to electricity, 50% of all customers north of the Dry River have been reconnected. He said the St. Vincent Electricity Services, VINEC, will continue to reconnect customers once it is safe to do so.
All the HV and LV lines are energized up to Fancy on Friday the 20th. So they have the lines available for the electricity up in Fancy. The Electrical Inspectorate issued an update list for customers to be connected on Friday the 20th, and connections were completed on Monday the 23rd. To date, some 50% of all customers north of the Dry River have been connected, reconnected. VINLEC will connect consumers urgently once the Electrical Inspectorate indicates it is safe to do so. Our understanding is that there are several customers who may not have any real damage, but they were not available to facilitate the inspections. Hopefully, this will become less of an issue over time. And I'm urging persons, it's things like these. Look, if you don't have a lot of damage done to your property, leave the shelter. We're coming to you. Let's do something makeshift, because we have people around.
Dr. Gonzales also gave an update with regards to water restoration in some areas in the red zone.
Water supply has been fully restored since the first week of July, and now supplying areas from Old Sandy Bay in the north to Magum and Overland in the south. This is the Sandy Bay source. The work which is scheduled for this week, starting Monday, the 23rd, distribution pipes to be replaced in Old Sandy Bay during the week, because there were problems with the pipes in Old Sandy Bay. So the whole of Sandy Bay had the water, except Old Sandy Bay. Then work is going on cleaning of the intake, consequent upon the recent rains and mud flows. Remember, we had reported earlier that we had rebuilt the source in Sandy Bay, the catchment in Sandy Bay. Ouya, the Ouya source. This supply was fully restored during the second week of August. Ouya and Point are presently being supplied. We have, however, some damage to the intake and the main transmission pipeline as a result of the heavy river flows on the 22nd of August. And the work which is going on right now is replacing the damaged sections.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzales, I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.